Welcome to Rhema for Today.
We speak words every day, and the words we speak create the atmosphere around us. We live in our own environment that we create ourselves. So we better begin to create the right kind of atmosphere and speak the right kind of word. One of the most amazing truths in the world is the fact that everything that is in existence was spoken into existence.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagen on his teaching, Healing in the Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen for today's message.
We're going to talk about words. Words. Now, the first thing I want you to realize is that words are containers. Now, what does a container do? It holds something. It contains something. Now, words contain doubt, unbelief, failure, anger, strife. Or else words contain faith, joy, peace, love. Have you ever walked into a place and you immediately said to yourself, I'm going to get out of here as soon as possible because the very atmosphere in the place was charged? What caused that atmosphere to be that way? Words that were spoken. Words that were spoken previous to you getting there. Do you realize that a beautiful word, a loving word, a kind word said to a husband or a child as they leave the house in the morning time can make them a success or a failure the rest of that day? A word said to a child going to school, they might have forgot to study. They may have said, oh, I forgot to study for a test. And a word, well, you're a dummy anyway. You're always forgetting something. You're never going to amount to a hill of beans. Your grades are atrocious. What caused that child to be a failure? But a loving word, a kind word, an encouraging word will cause them to be a success. We speak words every day, and the words we speak create the atmosphere around us. We live in our own environment that we create ourselves. So we better begin to create the right kind of atmosphere and speak the right kind of word. One of the most amazing truths in the world is the fact that everything that is in existence was spoken into existence. Therefore, let's begin to speak God's irresistible words. That's what I want to talk about, speaking the irresistible words of God. Now, turn to Hebrews 4:12 in your Bible. Everybody found Hebrews 4:12? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Now we're going to talk about God's irresistible words. Now if you'll think for just a moment in some things that are said in this scripture, that the word of God is quick and powerful and it divides asunder the soul and the spirit, you can distinctly separate the body very easily. But when you get into trying to separate the soul and the spirit, you got into a pretty good chore. When you begin to separate the bones from the Mara, you got into a pretty good chore. Now, they're two different things, but they work together. And the Word of God can separate. It's irresistible. Everything that was made, the world, the universe, mankind, angels, stars, constellations, creeping things, fowls of the air, oceans, rivers, everything that we want to talk about is in existence today because God spoke. Turn to the book of the beginnings, chapter number 1. Genesis. That means the beginnings. Now we're talking about the irresistible Word of God. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was. He said it. All right. Verse 6. And he said, let there be firmament, and so forth, and divide the waters, and so forth. The last part of verse 7. And it was so. Verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together, and so forth and so on. And the last part of it, it was so. Verse 11. And he said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs and so forth. The last of the verse, and it was so. Verse 14, and God said, let there be lights. He talked about the heavens and signs and so forth and seasons and days and years and so forth in the bottom of 15. And it was so. 20, and God said to let the waters bring forth creatures and half-life and moving creatures and fowls that may fly in the earth above and so forth and so on. And then it says that God saw that it was good and God blessed them, saying, multiply and so forth and so on. And then God said, in verse 24, let the earth bring forth living creatures and so forth after their kind, and it was so. And then God said, let us make man in our own image. And he created them. And then he breathed into them the breath of life. And Psalms 33:6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, it says. In Psalms 33:9, he commanded and it stood fast. Hebrews 12:26, as Paul's recounting the story around Mount Sinai, it says that when he spoke to Israel, the very earth shook. We need to begin to realize the irresistible power that there is in the words of God. Job 26:11, it says, the pillars of the heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof or at his words. See, the word of God spoken by an individual, and we'll get to this in a moment, that is full of the power of God, will create something that we're believing God for. That's what it is, speaking the word. You see, I realize that the word rhema from the Greek means just speaking. But there is such a thing as the rhema of God, that is speaking the word of God. The word is nigh thee. Even the word that we speak, the rhema that we speak, that's the Greek word there. Speaking is just rhema. But speaking the word of God is rhema. There's a difference, but it's the same word. Now, when we speak this word with power, Something will happen. Actually, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16, 17, it talks about that the Lord himself is going to descend with a shout. Speaking something with his mouth, he's shouting. He may shout, "Here I come to get you." I don't know. Or, "Come home, everybody." I don't know. Or he may just shout. But he's going to use his voice.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, How to Live Worry-Free. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, The Lord Our Peace. Also a single CD by Denise Hagin Burns called Deep Roots in God. The last item is Craig Hagin's CD, Just Believe. All these items at the special discounted price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You can sign up for Rhema Bible Training College for fall or spring. Just go to rbtc.org and apply. We have pastoral ministry, study, biblical studies, student ministries, that's the youth and the children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, world missions, that's missions and helps, and our new program, the music and media. Now somebody said, well, what does that mean? Well, it means music, ministering music in the church, being a worship leader, or actually traveling and ministering in song to different concerts and different churches.
Yes.
But the media part is doing production of church services. Because so many churches are streaming now. That's a product. People don't realize that when you do streaming, you have a whole production team that's making that all happen.
That's right.
And then how to make videos and social media ministry, because that's the biggest advertisement right now for anything is social media.
Audio.
And then audio, church audio, learning how to do this. And these programs are hands-on in the media ministry. They actually have, and also in the music ministry, they also get a laptop computer that has the programs already downloaded in them for them to be able they have in the media. They learn how to do podcasts and all kinds. It's just so great. Just go to rbtc.org and apply, or you can get any information, or you can request information. So go right now and do that.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Healing in the Word. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.